Thank you very much. I'm Vernon Joins, and today we're taking a look at the Word of God, the Scripture. Someone once said, it's not a sin to be ignorant unless you display that ignorance. But we would say that there is not a sin to be ignorant, but it's a sin to stay that way. All of us are ignorant about something. However, something about which we cannot afford to be ignorant is God's will for us in our lives today. Most of us are familiar with Acts 17:30, which says that during the Old Testament times, God winked or overlooked ignorance. Now, in this present time, He commands all of us to repent. However, even during the period of time when God winked at ignorance, the prophets of God mince no words in getting to the root of the problem that plagued man. Notice one such example in the book of Hosea. Hosea said the Lord had a controversy with the people, and the ransom stated was that there was no truth, no love, no knowledge of God in the land. Hosea 4, 1 through 6. And the second thing Hosea did was to get specific. He listed some of the sins that were the direct results of the lack of knowledge of God and the lack of respecting His will. Hosea said, there is swearing or oaths in taking the name of the Lord in vain. And there is lying, reckless with the truth. And there is killing, murder. And there is stealing, not respecting the property rights of others. And there is committing adultery, the openness of which is a shame. And there is a breaking in or out, that is, for the purpose of robbing and murdering, with one violent, bloody deed following another. Now, does this sound like anything you've heard lately? Politicians seek answers to our problems in their regard in the government. Sociologists and economists seek answers in more jobs, more money. However, Bible students know why these problems plague our society. There's no knowledge of God in the land. If you don't know the will of God, how can you do it? You can't. We cannot fill our children's minds with pornography and expect them not to be immoral. We cannot fill our minds with violence or the electronic media and expect some of our people not to be criminals. We cannot fill our bodies with alcohol and other drugs and not expect more people to be killed and maimed on the highways and more murder and domestic violence to take place. We cannot teach our children the theory of evolution, that we all came from some animal, and not expect some of them to act like animals. But we can fill our minds and our children's minds with the Bible and expect Christians and Christian conduct. Today we need to be as forthright as Hosea in identifying the problems and call for a return to the morals, ethics, and religion taught in the Word of God. It is the only answer that we have to the problems that we have in our society today. Thank you for listening to the broadcast.